This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we are going to talk about the one-page document called the Project Summary Abstract. This is a brief but important part of your DOE SBIR or STTR application because this document will become public. Keep that in mind as you begin drafting it. Many uses are made of this document. For example, the abstracts of winning applicants will be posted on both the DOE and SBA websites. If you are awarded a grant in response to your application, the abstract will also be sent to members of Congress and state governors. So keep these uses in mind when drafting the project summary. Prepare this as a standalone document, no more than one page in length, which will be uploaded as a separate PDF file in grants.gov. So what should you convey in this document? The purpose of the project summary abstract is to communicate the overall sense of the project, but not every step of the work plan or anticipated accomplishments. Start by clarifying the problem or situation being addressed, then provide a general statement regarding how you will address it. Briefly mention what will be done in phase one and conclude by summarizing commercial applications and other potential benefits. To improve readability, don't include any acronyms, abbreviations, first-person references, or any proper names in the body of the summary. Also, don't include the name of your company, any subcontractors or institutions, or any trade or product name. Most importantly, make sure that the abstract does not contain any proprietary information, as this will become a public document. Researchers are often confused about what information should be kept proprietary. In essence, what's proprietary is the secret sauce. That is the data that explains how you solve the problem, the intellectual property that you want to ultimately protect through a patent, a copyright, or a trade secret. What is fine to include are statements regarding the problem you are addressing, the objectives you have, the broad statements about the field of inquiry that this will impact. Before uploading the document into grants.gov, it is suggested that principal investigators check with the business official in their firm to assure that this document does not contain any business-sensitive information. In preparing the project summary abstract, assume that the reviewer is technically literate and follow the specific guidelines that DOE provides in its funding opportunity announcement regarding the content and format of this section. The header should contain the company name, the project title, the PI's name, and the topic number, subtopic letter. The project title, by the way, should be the same title you include in your letter of intent. The guidelines provided in both the FOA and the applicant guide recommend the length of each item you address. For example, the statement of the problem or situation your proposal addresses should be addressed in 1 to 3 sentences. The summary for members of Congress should contain no more than 50 words. Do your best to adhere to the guidelines and avoid repetition. With respect to the question, when should you begin working on this document? We recommend beginning a couple of weeks before the application package is due.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.